Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of CUNY Mutual Group's Discovery 2020. And in this clip, we have CUNY Mutual Group's Chief Economist Steve Rick talking about unemployment, the three factors on why unemployment will remain high for the next few years. So check it out.
The other very important economic indicator that everybody's talking about is the unemployment rate and what impact that could have on loan quality at credit unions, specifically loan delinquency rates and loan charge-off rates. We believe that in the second quarter of this year, we probably averaged about 12% unemployment. Now, that is one of the highest unemployment rates since the Great Depression of the early 1930s. Just put things into context. Also, to compare it to the Great Recession of 2008-2009, in the Great Recession, we only hit 10% unemployment. So we do expect a worse unemployment rate this time around. What do we expect by the end of this year, by the end of 2020? Still over 10% unemployment rate. And then even by the end of 2021, we still expect the unemployment rate to be over 8%. Now, a lot of people ask me, why do we expect the unemployment rate to be so high for so long? Well, there's three factors involved here. Factor number one, zombie firms. Those are basically the walking dead. These are the firms that were barely profitable during the last few years. Well, they're going to go out of business with this big reduction in demand. And we're already seeing hundreds of thousands of businesses are closing shop. Well, all those workers will have to be redeployed to other businesses, and that's going to take a little bit of time to redeploy those workers. Reason number two, the unemployment rate is going to remain high for the next few years, is a lot of firms will take this opportunity to lay off their least productive workers or not call them back from furlough. All those workers will also have to be redeployed to other firms, and that will take time. And the third reason why the unemployment rate is going to remain high is that we're going to see a big drop in what we call new business formations. You know, a lot of would-be entrepreneurs will basically say, you know what, I don't want to risk my personal capital in these very uncertain times when the government may decree a shutdown of non-essential businesses and putting my hard-earned capital at risk. So we'll see a drop in new business formations, meaning they won't be hiring some of this excess labor out there. So what does that mean for credit unions? Well, with the unemployment rate being around 10% and even over 8% by the end of next year, we expect a doubling or a tripling in the loan charge-off rate for the next few years. So when you expect that, the highest unemployment rate in basically modern history, expect the charge-off rate to double or even triple, depending on your region of the country and your type of credit union lending. But it is going to go up significantly, which will push up credit unions, what we call provisions for loan loss expenses, to cover those loan charge-offs. You know, as Mark Twain, you said, history doesn't repeat itself, but it does rhyme. If you take a look at this chart, the red line represents that credit union loan charge-off rate, and the bars represent the unemployment rate. And notice what we're going to see this time in the year 2020-2021 will be similar to what we saw back in 2008-2009. So history does rhyme as certain recessions and economic events impact the credit union industry.
Thank you very much, Steve, and stay tuned for more coverage of Discovery 2020 on CU Broadcast.